It's no secret that Sackville is undergoing a housing shortage, in particular rental housing. At least one building with a number of units is slated for demolition. Homes continue to sell like hotcakes, taking rentals off the market. And one of Mount Allison's larger residences is closed this fall for renovations. It all adds up to a shortage and has left a growing number of people scrambling for housing options. Last week in the provincial legislature, Memram Cook-Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten raised the issue.
People across the province are struggling to find housing. Reggie Beale, who works full-time in Sackville, has spoken publicly about his struggle to find housing for himself and his three children as the house they rent is being sold. Ashley Legere and her young child are in the same situation. She works supporting people to find housing, now finds herself trying to do the same thing for her family. To quote Reggie, the housing crisis is urgent and needs to be addressed and not in a five-year or a seven-year plan.
The back and forth with Mitten and Ministers Bruce Fitch and Mary Wilson last Wednesday didn't resolve much. But back in March, Mitten raised the topic of housing with a more celebratory tone.
I'd like to congratulate and thank Louis Esterbrooks for his 25 years of service volunteering at the Sackville and Area Housing Inc., a non-profit organization that has provided subsidized housing to Sackville residents since 1988.
Sackville and Area Housing is a not-for-profit group that grew out of a group of concerned citizens back in the 80s. Louis Esterbrooks joined the group in 1996, and over the years has helped maintain and manage two duplexes in Sackville with four affordable units that are subsidized through NB Housing. I paid a visit to Louis Esterbrooks late last week to ask him about his time with Sackville and Area Housing, which continues to this day. The 87-year-old is the vice president of the group, working with current president Alf Walker. Over the years, Esterbrooks was responsible for upkeep on the properties as well as handling the paperwork around the mortgages, which are due to be paid off in 2024.
Yeah. You know, it's a great thing to be able to help families sometimes. And me coming from a big family, which you see over there, I was used to working around things and helping out. And that was part of our duty as a family. Yeah, so I did that.
We're looking at a family photo here. How many people are in that photo?
My mom and dad is 16 people and 16 children. One is missing and one passed away as a twin in the young years. But so we were showed how to work and we had to work to eat. So that's, I guess, where I got my ambition from my mom and dad. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a... Years go by pretty fast, you know, when you're doing stuff like that. I didn't have much time to do anything else but look after people. And I have five children on my own, and that took time, too. We had to educate all of them. But I like moving. I like keep going and doing things. And that's just the way I spend my life. Yeah.
So now you've been involved for about 25 years, is that right?
A little more than 25, probably closer to 28 years, but we say 25 years just to make it a good round number. Yeah.
And a good chunk of that time you were serving as president.
Yes, president both through the whole deal, except for the last five or six years, Alf has served as president.
Alf Walker.
Yeah, Alf Walker, yeah. And I was vice president just to make sure he followed through with the things that I was doing, but... See, a lot of the manual work I did myself, or I hired somebody to do it. But recently we hired this group from Moncton that does all the things that I started out doing. So it makes it much easier to handle the business, mm-hmm. and a lot of work, a lot of paperwork to do too. Government require a lot of paperwork, and they want it done at a certain time, and as well as the auditors, they require work too that day. So it was a full-time job, in a sense, but no pay. Mm-hmm. So I had to depend on other means to get my living. So, yeah.
What did you do for a living?
I was an accountant at most of my time. When Enterprise Foundry was on, I guess I spent 35 years there until it closed. And then I found other jobs after that. My three brothers, myself, owned a couple of businesses in Sackville, too. BBL Brothers, which was a clothing and footwear store. It's now right on Main Street in Sackville. We owned that company and just sold it to Donald Johnson or Donnie Johnson's Realty Company a few years ago. Also, Sackville Harness was owned and operated by myself and my brother. So,
really?
Yeah, we did that too. So, yeah. We kept busy. Sackville Area Housing still holds a lot of my duties and responsibilities. I still tend to that a lot, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you know, at this point in time, I mean, obviously there was a great need in the 80s that people decided to get organized and create some affordable housing. And right now, Sackville seems to be going through another sort of period of a bit of a crisis mm-hmm. where there's not a lot of homes for rent. The prices of homes is going up. But I guess the apartments that you guys are renting through Sackville and Area Housing, the prices have not spiked there. They're good, steady, affordable prices, right?
Well, they're based on the income of the individual. And it's 30% of their income is what it is. If they got $1,000 a month, then their income, their rent would be $300. They would have to look after the snow removal and the lawns and stuff like that, but we looked after the buildings and the maintenance on them and everything like that. But still pretty reasonable. I think there's some rents have been as low as $100 a month, and mm-hmm. that's pretty reasonable. But where there's children involved, I guess you got to prepare for that, and can't starve them out neither. So,
and how did you make that work with having to pay off a mortgage as well? Was there help through NB Housing?
Yes, we got subsidies from NB Housing, the Moncton office, and we had to prepare a budget each year as to what we would need, plus the payments of mortgage and so on. Any major repairs, we had to go to the office of Moncton to apply for money to do the jobs, you know. If it was to put on a new roof or siding or windows, we just didn't have enough money to do it, so we had to go to Moncton. And
now, there's a group right now organizing in Sackville, and, you know, with the idea of trying to get some affordable housing or do something. I wondered if you might have some advice for them on when they're getting started on this.
Well, I just had a meeting on, Wednesday with Eric Tush King. And Eric is one of the people that's heading up that committee, and he would like to join Sackville Area Housing and make it a group that would work on the same idea as what we have, Sackville Area Housing, and we would help them find funds to be able to build some more apartments or do something and get more buildings. So we've had one meeting, and I expect we'll be having another one the next week or so to sort of further that. But that is, there is a need for housing, and not just Sackville, but everywhere, I guess, and it's working out. We're going to have to go at it. We're just going to have to take it in our heart and mind to get that fixed up. So that's where we stand on that one.
Yeah. Are you excited to see the idea of this group that you've worked for all these years possibly expanding even?
Yes, I'm very excited about that because it's going to be time for me to leave it soon. So it was nice to see somebody else coming on younger that would take over the responsibility. So I'm very pleased with that. And I think it will work out well for us if we get together on this stuff. Yeah.
Now, were you, you know, how did it feel to have MLA Megan Mitten, you know, recognize you in the legislature?
Well, I'm a very humble person, and that wasn't my idea.
Okay.
No, I would have not rather just let it go by. But Alf thought, I said to Alf, I guess, one day, look, I've been here a long while working at this, but I don't have a piece of paper to show my kids someday, maybe
So
that must have kicked off something, and all this went. But that wasn't my idea, no. I would rather just let that go, so.
So you were saying when Dr. Trenholm asked you to do it for 2 months, you thought maybe, well, that's a good idea since she was your wife's doctor.
Yeah.
But what ended up happening?
Within the next couple of months, a filing cabinet, legal size filing cabinet arrived at my door and with a whole lot of paperwork in it. And that's where I found out all the things that I had, I'm taking over. So kind of a shock to me.
Did you call up Marilyn Trenholm and say, what's going on?
No, I didn't, but she was a busy lady too. She was an MLA, and then she was here, there, and everywhere, and she probably would have a soft story to tell me about it, making me feel guilty maybe. So I didn't get to talk to Marilyn much, but she does give me congratulations. I see on Facebook here the other day of receiving my certificate. So maybe she forgot about all that other stuff.
So you signed up for 2 months and you ended up for at least 25 years.
Yeah. 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 Right. So somebody must have been satisfied, or else nobody else wanted the job.
No.
Volunteer work doesn't pay much, and that's why nobody wants to take it over.
That's right.
So I'm down now to Alf as the president. I'm vice. Pearl Stone, who has done work for me for years and years with the housing, she always wrote the checks and took minutes of the meetings and stuff, and she's still able to do that. Hopefully we can find some help maybe with this new company that wants to join us. Maybe we can get Pearl relieved of some duties too. And
just tell them you need them for a couple months.
Yeah, good plan. Yeah, good plan. I'll try that on. But hopefully we can get something going here on the housing thing and maybe see it continue on with some newer houses or better houses. Maybe it'd be able to house some more people.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you'll be able to, hopefully it'll be a celebration in 2024 when those mortgages are paid off.
That could be too, yeah. That maybe there'd be a party then, I don't know, but we'll see.
All right.
I might have to go in a wheelchair.
That was Lewis Esterbrooks, recently recognized for his over 25 years of service with Sackville and Area Housing. You heard Lewis refer to a new group in Sackville. That's the Tanchamar Affordable Housing Initiative. That group is newly formed and currently exploring options for how they might help with solutions to the current shortage. You can find them on Facebook at Tanchamar Affordable Housing Initiative.